Hello, everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Joe Prano Podcast. This is episode 15, and we will get right into today's episode because it has been a few months. A few weeks since I put up a new episode, and I know a lot of you are chomping at the bit for some more JPP. So we will hop into today's episode with two fantastic artists that I was able to sit down with here in Venice, Jules Muck and Annie Priest, two people that I wanted to have on the podcast separately, but ended up doing the show together, which we talk about. One thing that I haven't had on the show yet is a visual artist. And another thing that I haven't had on the show much yet is some women. So I have a number of artists, visual artists, who are women whose work I really, really admire. And Annie is somebody that I've followed on social media for a long time. We've followed each other going back, you know, a bunch of years now. And I've always really, really enjoyed her work and just her attitude on social media. So I reached out to her. I was like, visual artist and woman, checking both boxes. Let's do it. I messaged her, didn't hear back super fast. So I reached out to Jules Muck, who is the queen of Venice art. Her murals and boxes and paintings are all over Venice. And so that was somebody that I wanted to have on as well. So I reach out to Jules and she says, well, I'm on a road trip, but keep an eye on my Instagram. And when I get back, we can do it. And then in the meantime, Annie got back to me and said, yeah, let's do it. So we go back and forth for a while, and she's like, you know what? I'm actually going to be in Venice this week. Why don't you meet me over at this address? And I showed up, and it's Jules' house, and Jules is there. And so it ended up being just a perfect storm of female artistry. So you get a two-for-one episode this week, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Before we get into it, obviously you can support the show, at patreon.com/Joe Prano, rate, review, and subscribe. If you haven't done that yet, it's everything for podcasts. So please go do that. I've got some shows coming up, December, 12th through 16th. I'll be back at the Improv in Tahoe. So if you're one of my Reno Tahoe crew, I hope you'll make it out to that. Message me because there's usually guest list tickets. I'll also be back on the East Coast at the end of January. So just stay on joeprano.com for show dates and come out and see me. And if you're ever coming, please do message me in advance. If there's anything I can ever do for the JPP listeners, whether it's guest list or discount tickets or drink tickets or anything like that, you know I'm always down to show you guys the same support that you show me. So let's get into it. This is episode 15 with Jules Muck and Annie Priest, a.k.a. Muck Rock, and Love Annie. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Joe, I like your show. I tell everybody that's my shit. And if you got a long ride and you like getting high, maybe go and take another hit. Gonna laugh out loud, that's what it's about. Nobody ain't safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause the motherfucker's 6'4". Hey Joe, it's time to start the show. Up, up and away we go. Mic check and I like your flow. Everybody, here's Joe.
Looking at them? Yeah. You know what, it's a risk. I do it sometimes when I'm bombing. You know, I get confused. Look at all that's going on with that part. It's confusing here. You don't understand. And they look really bad if you miss a chin or something. You're like, what happened to that bunny? You got to look, because I can't remember. This line goes up and down and then in and then around and around.
It's so very real.
So you're painting bunnies on the jacket?
Yeah. fucking bunnies.
And you've done a million of these bunnies.
That's what I
do. But you have to look at... You still
Someone
have to look
actually
at
wrote me a message the other day to tell me, all you do with your life is paint bunnies. And I said, no, I paint other things too.
All right, we're going to get this thing going.
All right.
You ladies ready?
Ready so, as ever.
All right, I am here in Venice with two of my favorite artists.
You lie!
I don't lie. I've only hit up three
Wait,
artists about doing...
Third?
Yeah, who's the third?
I know.
And who did you hit up first?
Yeah, I hit up... I actually hit up Annie first.
Oh!
And then yourself.
Okay, and who was the last
egg? And then the third one was...
That's why we don't know
which
I
wanted
so
to
real
start by asking you guys... Annie, when I looked you up, just like I like to do my research, so I went on Wikipedia, you know? Everything that's on Wikipedia is true, I assume. But the first thing it says is street artist, which
is a little
what
bit
is,
gay.
What, like, where is street just street art? Is that just a new way of saying somebody does graffiti?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And it's any ass hat can get.
That's what the galleries invented to sell graffiti.
Yeah.
Basically.
Right.
It's like people that don't. Like spray paint letters, and they just wheat paste Marilyn Monroe's face around. Those
right.
are street artists.
Right. And what, how long have you guys known each other?
10 years.
Feels like forever.
Yeah. 10 years. We come as a set. It's like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I know.
We're in a choir taste.
It was kismet. I hit up Jewel. She said she was on the road trip, which I followed.
It was true.
On Instagram, where you follow all good art these days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I hit up you, and you're like, yeah, we'll do it. I'll be in Venice. Here you are at Jewel's place. So I get a two-for-one deal.
Yeah.
The listeners, I'm going to make them pay extra for this one.
Mm-hmm.
You should.
So you guys are – do you guys work on things together? Do you do projects together? Do you do
– Yes.
Yeah, we've done that. We've done some shit. What did we do?
We did a 100-foot mural in South Central, and we Lisa Franked that shit. So in the heart of South Central, we did a
massive Lisa Frank mural just to give some brightness to the area. Unfortunately, we also chose to do a topless Tupac, which was seen as derogatory for a nearby homeless Christian man.
Who fancied himself an artist.
A top.
And he had only flesh tone paint colors. So he painted on...
He painted a suit on Tupac, but he painted basically
a flesh color suit.
But our Tupac was topless yet purple.
Right.
So
isn't I feel like every artist's rendition you see of Tupac,
he's
shirtless.
Topless. Yeah.
Right? Like
I mean
what?
He's got a good enough situation.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
And let's do that for my like the bad tattoo I want from you is I want thug life
okay.
on my stomach.
Yeah.
Hug life. Pug life.
Pug life.
Pug life.
Tug life.
Yeah, we might have to alter it.
Now, you were saying before we started recording, you do bad tattoo night.
Yeah, pretty much whenever we're bored, it's bad tattoo night.
And are bad tattoos free?
You know, it's like whoever's willing to give me money, God bless them.
Well, that was one of my big questions I had was in art, like, what is the process out of the gate when you're like, I have to make money doing this somehow? Because in the comedy business, you're like, that's the end goal, right? You're going to get paid to do comedy. In art, are you looking at it the same way, or is it just, hey, I'm going to paint some shit and then
I think it's like half and half. Like, half the time we just paint some shit. And then I always tell people, like, no one would have ever paid me if I wasn't already painting. Like, they weren't going to pay me to paint if I was sitting on my ass waiting to get paid to paint.
Right.
So that's how it went.
There's a saying that goes, hustle until you no longer have to introduce yourself. So, I mean, when I started painting, I didn't even know I could paint. Like, I didn't even pick up a paintbrush for the first time until I was 28. It was many, many years ago. But that was never the intention. I was just like, oh, this is cool. Look at me. I'm artsy and shit. And then, like, but I sold paintings right out of the gate. Like, I don't know.
What were you doing before that?
Just being an asshole.
Right.
You know what I mean?
What,
but now
what
it's
we
more acceptable.
Doing before 28.
Yeah, like, it's more acceptable because I'm like, but I'm an artist, right? So you can kind of get, like, you can really be an asshole all the time, and that is, like, the greatest excuse. I'm an artist. Like, right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jules is painting two bunnies having sex on a jean jacket. Hi.
And I also paint them outside of schools and other places.
And she is a paid asshole.
Yeah.
And I think that is the goal, is to be paid to be an asshole, which we have both achieved.
How many bunnies have you painted?
Hundreds. Yeah, and then we reproduce them also because we silk screen them and we print them. And
sort of your signature.
Yeah, and I've only been doing them for 2 years. So I had other signatures before this that I get. What happens is I get bored of stuff and then new things happen. And as soon as I found out this annoyed people, this became my favorite. Yeah.
It's funny because my girlfriend is obsessed with your stuff around Venice. She goes, she checks out everywhere. She was in Rochester when you were in Rochester.
Oh, no shit.
She went to the taco shop. But she hates the bunnies. Oh. And I'm like, it's such a polarizing thing, these fucking bunnies smoking cigarettes.
It is. It causes a huge rift between people. Because some people love them and some people hate them. And I think that's really funny.
What was behind the first painting of the bunnies?
Well, I did a year of garbage bombing because my friend who was a garbage picker died. And as an homage to him, I've decided to go around town. Well, also it was during Venice's huge, real like wave of gentrification where everyone got pushed out and all their shit got thrown on the curb. So there was all this garbage everywhere, like couches and ovens, and I painted it. I painted on that stuff. And then one of the things was this dirty old mattress. And I painted it with, well, I just would look at stuff and be like, what goes there? Fucking bunnies. And I found a photo, and it's the same photo I used today that I'm looking at right now, because I still can't remember how to paint the bunnies. But I painted it, and I gave him a cigarette. It just worked. This mattress was like a 70s twin, so it wasn't big enough for, like, dogs fucking. It had to be bunnies. And then there was cigarette burns, so there had to be a cigarette. And I gave it to the bottom bunny, kind of just because it was like, oh, this is so boring. You know, I'm just going to smoke. And what happened was that got taken off the street within an hour. And it really, like, kind of made me sad that the piece was gone. So I painted it on a liquor store. And then I found out one night I was sitting somewhere and I got a message that was like, somebody's painting over the bunnies. And I was so mad. And I was like going to kill the person. I was on my way to kill the person when I stopped to talk to our mutual friend, Josh Lazy, that she's paying the shoes for. And he said, before you kill anybody, let's find out what's going on. So it turned out that
Josh is the voice of reason. That is terrifying.
I know, right? Anyway, what happened was the owner had asked this other artist, who still was kind of shady by not contacting me, to paint over my stuff. And then as I was upsettedly, you know, kind of just accepting that fact, Josh was like, well, why don't you just go paint more bunnies? And thus it began.
Josh was the catalyst, really.
Pretty much.
And he's responsible for the fucking bunnies everywhere.
Yeah. Yep.
What percentage, and I'm sure it's changed over the years, but what percentage of the stuff that you guys do on the street did somebody ask for, or did you just do on your own?
I mean, I don't know the percentage, but I have no idea what the percentage would be. I mean, it's definitely, as time goes on, more and more people are asking.
Yeah.
Versus not asking.
Like, the bigger audience you have or whatever, like, the more they're like, oh, well, we want a Jules Mug piece or we want an Annie Priest piece or whatever the fuck. But, like, I don't know. I haven't, like, really done any illegal stuff in a long time. Except for that mad throwy we did in the
alley. We did that last night.
I know.
Except for last night, you were running around scribbling us.
Sometimes 12 hours can be a long time.
It was a long night. Actually, you still have
so I had this foxtail, like, you know, like a, you know those foxtails that you clip on to shit? Do I have one in my... And I brought it here, and this was last night, and I started freaking out because I could not find it. And forever, I was looking all over. Right, Kyle? I did. I freaked. I'm like, where is my foxtail?
And then she stole my fox hat.
And then
both
of
these
fox
are fake.
But the foxtail, I mean, I'm like really concerned about this foxtail because it's very important to have one at 37 years old in your head. So I go and we go and we do something. I don't know. And I looked at
illegal graffiti.
My shirt.
That's what you did.
Just hanging out there.
It was just karma, Annie.
Karma.
karma for doing illicit situations.
Now, Annie, stuff. I, like I said, tried to do my research, went on Wikipedia. For an artist, you've been on two reality TV shows.
Is that all? Are we is sure it, it was more? For,
is there more?
There might be.
Yeah, why don't you
Surfer Sam has just arrived. America is great.
Wait, which ones did you find?
I found the Street Art Throwdown, which just is hilarious to me.
Oh,
that
it's
that's even
terrible.
That's a thing that even
oh,
my
very embarrassing. For
Jules
involved.
Was on that as well.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I was only there to make sure Annie won.
Did you win?
She won I the did. Segment I was on.
I made it to the finale. I did. And then I came in dead ass last in the finale.
I feel like with those reality shows, you don't want to win.
No, they.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
And I benefited a lot from that. I got.
Yeah,
really,
you were doing a lot of different promo shit afterwards.
Yeah, like I probably made more money than whatever fucking was. It was $100,000 or something.
To win.
Was so cheesy. Okay, so I got. I was actually painting a mural with Muck at Saatchi Art, and it was like this really ridiculous, super random mural. And I got a call about being on that show, and I'm like, I don't know. And I was running it by her, and she's like, well, throw my name in there. And I'm like, okay. So when I went, I mean, I ran it by a lot of people because reality TV is, like, super cheesy. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing in comedy where it's like no one wants to do it, but then the first time, you know, last comic standing calls somebody, you're like, well, it is TV.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Well, just,
and no such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
That's very true. And so I talked to a bunch of people about it, and I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna, and they paid me to be on it, and they asked Jules to be a judge, she asked me to be a contestant. I ended up on that show Talk Soup a bunch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was such a fucking idiot on there.
Now, in the art world, obviously you guys are two artists and you're friends, when you go on a show like that, is there art world backlash?
Yeah. Oh no, it's trolls on the internet.
So
you know about trolls on the
yes,
internet.
Yes, I do.
The trolls
were
full
reason
effect.
That I'm doing
oh,
this show.
Full effect.
Yeah.
They're
oh,
making
yeah.
up like fake Annie Priest Instagrams, telling me to go kill myself. It was awesome,
yeah.
Dude. I loved it. Jules, on the other hand, she gets upset about it.
Yeah, I cry.
I think
oh, look,
it's
I found
hilarious.
Your lighter.
You get upset.
No, I get.
With
they
trolls
tell
on.
Really. They say really mean shit to me. And I do take it like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because you know why it upsets me? Because it's always people that I'm like, you guys, we're supposed to be on the same team here. Why are you attacking me? And look what's happening in the world while you're busy attacking me. Because they've said some ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, what kind of stuff? What kind of stuff gets
oh, well, I recently got called racist because the bunnies are white.
You got to run the story. No, like,
I mean, there's a lot of different things. Like, I mean, I don't even want to give these people any airtime. But let me tell you, they look... I finally came to the conclusion that they are actually the ones that have all these hang-ups, and
yeah.
They're trying to pin it on people. I don't know why. Because if you look at my Instagram, it's pretty freaking apparent that I'm not racist, considering who I paint, what I've painted for. You know, so I think that it's a little bit of a twist, and that they actually have some hang-ups. A lot of them are in areas that... Maybe they don't get the education they deserve.
A lot of them
deserve.
Are 12 years old in their mom's basement.
Probably
jerking off.
Also.
Like
probably
like,
also. But there's a little bit of mean girl stuff going on. Where, and I don't mean that they're all girls, even though a lot of them are girls. But they get, like, together, and then they're like, me, 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 me. And I've even had them come as a group to me while I'm painting. Because they put out an APB. Muckrock is painting on bloody blah. You should go give her a piece of your mind. Now this, yeah. And then they show up, of course, to my face. They're extremely cordial. And they say stuff like, well, why do you think it's okay to anthropomorphize the rabbits? You are anthropomorphizing the rabbits by giving them a cigarette. Rabbits do not have sex and smoke. And I'm like, they do in my artwork.
Yeah.
Why is it a problem for you? The children... might see the rabbits anthropomorphizing and having sex and smoking. And they may also try that at home or something. I don't know what they're afraid of.
If there's something that bunnies are famous for, it's fucking.
I know this.
And if there's something that goes with fucking, it's a post sex cigarette.
Or like, during, or during.
Yeah, or during. Yeah, I guess if you're.
Well, it's just about how ridiculous it is. But this is the kind of thing that I deal with. And yeah, like eventually, you know what happens? It doesn't bother me in Venice because I'm at home. But when you're out on the road and you're like in all these different towns, because I do all these tours where I'm like all over the place. And then like, I'm like here to meet you and have fun and paint and let's hang out. And then all of a sudden there's a group of artists. And these are people that call themselves artists that are like, get out of here. We hate you. They make a stencil. They made a stencil once that says, get the GT. What is it? Get the fuck out. The muck with my name. So they're putting me up as well. M-U-C-K. Get the fuck out, muck. And they're stenciling. Like, they can't write the letters, yeah, yeah. Get the fuck out, muck. They need a stencil. So that's the kind of thing that I mean. Like, yeah, I'm like, my feelings are hurt. My inner child is back in second grade where I was ridiculed repeatedly.
That's why next time I'm going with her. Because yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Then I'll just
and
be
I'm
like,
a scrapper.
This is Annie. Meet Annie. Have yeah. fun.
Well, please paint a picture of me getting fucked by a bunny.
That's the thing in comedy where you tell a joke and somebody doesn't like it. They message you. They go on your website.
Oh, everybody's so fucking sensitive.
Like, just fucking leave.
Yeah.
Like, you don't like it, just leave.
Don't look at it.
They can't
if you paint fucking bunnies and they don't like it, you're moving on to the next town. It's really easy to paint over it if you've truly ruined somebody's fucking day.
Well, the thing is that they don't, you know, always get to control everybody else's visual atmosphere. Like, there's other people that like the bunnies and want the bunnies on their property, and now I have other artists that go around fixing the bunnies when they do try
bunny
to.
Bunny fixers.
There's a lot of bunny fixers, and they get free bunny merch, and if you happen to be a bunny fixer, you get free T-shirts and everything else that comes
fix
with that.
Fix some bunnies, bro.
So I know where some bunnies are ragged right now. There was a girl who had her Halloween shtick on Instagram was, it's not Easter, it's Halloween. And she ran around writing red stuff on the bunnies. And she was really cool. Not really. But that was her thing.
I don't give a shit.
Do you?
I think it's hilarious when people clown me. I'm like, that's awesome. But you know, initially when I was getting hated on, I was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah,
and
you
then
got
I
it
just
bad.
Stopped. I stopped reading it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. This is awesome. They're giving me more press. Please talk. Let those bitches talk. I love it.
Yeah, it seems like it would only help, like you said.
It only helps.
It does help. I still think it's weird because I'm like, you know what? We have other people. We actually have real problems to deal with in the world, and you guys are wastes of time.
Like Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's people to make fun of. There's things, and my feeling is that they're scared of making fun of the real issue, and they don't want to say anything bad about someone who might actually. They're wimps. And so they target me because they know I'm not going to do anything to them. And who knows? I might go postal one day.
I will go postal any day because I love that shit. I'm always down for a good scrap.
Is there ever hate art? You ever put up art just to fuck with people?
Like, oh, yeah. That's like the story of my life. It's my whole career is based around that.
Dude. What else have you done?
Oh, I did this one mural. And it ended up, it was just painted terribly. It was horrible.
Oh, the dick mural?
And anyway, what it was, is it was, I haven't even told you about this one.
I mean, if you didn't know that was going to
cause a problem. You're young. I don't know if, are you going to be offended?
Earmuffs.
You want to be offended, huh? Young Sam. So I did this mural, and it was in an alleyway behind a barbershop. And the barbershop, I think it might still be running, actually. It was the proper barbershop. In Hollywood, and I had a friend that owned it, and he goes, well, you want to paint a mural? No problem. And he goes, be obnoxious. And I'm like, no problem. And so I went and I painted, I can't even remember what I painted. A joint with wings. This is pre, like, it's okay to smoke joints everywhere. A big black dick, a crucified bleeding vagina. Literally, it was a vagina.
I think I recall this, yeah.
And then.
Unless you've done multiple bleeding crucified vaginas.
I think probably. I have, actually. Yeah. I'm going to own that one. And then. What was it? What was it?
Wasn't there a lot of dicks involved?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of dicks. But I mean, I think there might have been like a Ku Klux Klan Care Bear. No, that was somebody else's property. No, this was a.
And I get called racist for the white rabbit, really.
So it was so bad. It was so unbelievably offensive. And I'm like, by no means do like I care about any of that shit. And I did it just to be obnoxious. And it literally ran. I was very proud of myself. 3 hours. The cops were called. And I was like, this is awesome. Once again, I made it. And then it was in Beverly, well, the Beverly Hills newspaper did a whole completely offensive mural. So the cops came and they were going to find the...
How did the person that asked you to do it feel about it?
Oh, they thought it was awesome. But they didn't... They thought it was
customer's
awesome
always
until...
Right, you know?
They thought it was awesome until the cops came and were like, listen, if you don't change this, you're going to get fined. Annie, if you don't change this within 24 hours, you're going to get fined. And if you don't change it... Even then, you're going to get fined and you're going to jail. And I was like,
wow,
these are such buzzkills, bro. So I had to change a big black cock into a giant carrot. And what did I can't even fucking
a carrot?
Remember.
Really? That's what you came
up with? I'm so fucking punched out, dude. I don't know what I did yesterday. Except do some legal graffiti.
What is the thing, the piece that you guys are most proud of?
Together?
No, separately. Or together.
I don't know. That's a good
Are
question.
Are you proud of any of your work?
No, I mean, I don't think I am. Like, I'm like,
I think it changes by the day, you know? Like, sometimes you're like, oh, style-wise, that was the best. But, like, getting over-wise, that was the best. You know, like,
yeah.
When I climbed that thing, that was really cool. Or when I, like, did this really beautiful piece, you know? Or when you do some, like, depending on where you're at mentally. Like, sometimes when you do something that's, like, a service to the community, it feels awesome. You know, I was, like, painting inside the juvenile detention center in Miami, and it was really touching because they, like, let the little kids paint with me.
That's
always
the best.
That was fucking cool, yeah.
Like, when we get hired, like, actually, Jules and I got hired to paint an elementary school.
Yeah.
It's no amazing penises. With just all the things that you
Oh, I know. I'm like, how does...
Are you guys free to do the elementary
they
school?
They have no idea.
Do you want fucking bunnies or bleeding vaginas?
Yeah.
No,
or you want us to
collaborate? That's the thing. I want to just make it really clear that we paint a lot.
Yeah.
And about 10% of the time, it's offensive stuff. 10%. And then I have people coming up to me, why do you only paint offensive stuff? I'm like, did you notice my Aretha Franklin memorial? Did you notice? You know, like I do yeah. so
you
many.
You only notice the Charles Manson.
Then they're like, why did you paint Charles Manson?
You know, he died. What do you want from me? Jules is always getting herself in trouble.
I get in a lot of trouble. You know, I just... It's an accident, though. Most of the time, I'm actually not trying to be offensive. There's just something that happens where I fuck up a lot. But I paint a lot, so I don't actually fuck up as many times as I don't fuck up. It's just no one, in fact, notices when you do anything right.
Right.
You notice that in life?
Yeah, for
exactly.
sure. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
So, you said you're not trying to piss people off, obviously. When you're painting, obviously everything is every project's different. Somebody asked you to do a pair of Vans, but what are you trying to do? Like, what when you sit down to start, what is first and foremost the goal?
I don't ever have. So here's the difference between Jules and I. Jules paints from photographs. I can't paint from a photograph. I'm full retard. They all look like if I even try, it looks like it has Down syndrome. Like it just doesn't work out for me. I paint from my head. So that's why we either kill it together artistically when we do collabs
or
they
turn off
wrong.
My head. I want nothing to do with my head and I paint to not think.
Well
so
that
I just
yeah,
like
me
to
too,
stop.
But like I can't like
but in a meditative way where it's
yeah, like
from
I
your
meditate
head, but your brain's
like I'm
off.
Like totally like me. What does my mom say? My mom's apparently my mom's brain purrs. So I guess my purrs. But I was like I just sit there and like space out, but I can't. Like she's painting.
We don't know
Susan.
Who
yeah, we do. Three's Company.
Suzanne girl. Summers.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
There done and go. Done. I couldn't do that. You know what I mean? Like I can't do.
But I've seen you use reference and
right
enhance
now.
It, like when you were what? Doing the goldfish and stuff.
Like oh yeah, I do like more like
when you work with
doing?
Some little references and then tweak on it. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But you just don't do...
Portraits. There we go.
My
wow,
brother, my
like
little brother
minute.
Calls me a glorified copy machine. So he's an accountant.
you talked much about your more. Mom's brain purring. What do your parents think about what you guys do?
My mom is, she's like, nothing phases her anymore. I mean, I came home. I remember coming home. I think I was 17, and it was like 16 or 17. And it was the first tattoo I ever had. And I got in somebody's house, and it was done with a Walkman motor, and it was right on my neck. You want to see it? It's really bad.
Yes, I do.
It's like it's a swallow
good
on
for
my
a
neck.
Walkman motor.
And then it looks like a smear nowadays. But like it's and so it was all really uphill from there.
Right. Yeah. Like, you start with the neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Like everywhere else, like until you get one on your face, yeah. You're good, right?
But Jules was just saying that she's surprised I don't have any face tattoos. But yeah. The night is still young.
Mm. Right.
And we don't
so
really have anything
to
do.
Sam, what should I get on my face? You're so shy right now. It's adorable.
Sam,
he
do you have any
even
tattoos?
Have a microphone, though.
No.
Do you want a face tat?
Are you sure?
Where's our really good-looking guy?
Surfing. As per usual.
All the good-looking guys go surfing.
When somebody asks you guys to do a piece, whatever it is, how do you come up with a price for that? Like, how does that?
To pull out of my ass.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Like, I mean, you got to kind of feel the person out. Like, is this person, are they going to be call and collect trying to, like, pick up their piece? Or are they, like, you know, like, are they living in a Persian palace? Like, I don't know.
I just get a fucking number in my head, and I'm like, okay. And sometimes, like, in the beginning, I would check with someone, but, like, now it's so often that the number that pops into my head is the right number that I'm just like, bear to bear. And I always tell people, too, if it's someone that, like, I feel like, is a real contributor to the world also that I really appreciate what they do. I'm always like, look, like this is what I would normally ask, but I really appreciate your, you know, if it's like a musician or actor, something that I'm like, wow, I'm just honored to be of service to you. I'll tell them like, this is what I would charge, but like, I'll do it for whatever this much. And they usually say, shut up, here's your money. You
right.
know, like, cause they know, I think we're really fair. Like I know my Paris prices are really fair compared to like most muralists. Because especially male muralists, like I know they add a zero.
Oh yeah, let's get on that. That
I was going there because mm-hmm. I like I said, you guys are two of my favorite artists.
Oh, and I love you. Oh my God.
There's the whole in everything now, whether it be in you know Hollywood acting, comedy, music. Then how are females treated in art? As compared
oh,
to male.
On.
I mean,
well,
I know you said
I've shown with
add a zero, but like, where, how does that play out in terms of like what is asked of you, prices?
Nobody hires female street artists.
No, like,
there's so few.
No, in the
between.
Art world in general, it's
yeah.
It's like, nobody. Look at the statistics. Like, the Gorilla Girls did those statistics. 99% of the nudes in the Met are female, 5% of the art in the Met is by a female. So we are, you know, wanted to be subjects, not to be the people that are producing. And I've found that. I've eaten shit. I've eaten so much shit. I've had people change my murals into women, but they painted up, you know, like weird stuff. And I'm like, dude, it's freaking horrible. I've been hired to paint the interior murals when they hire a guy to paint the exterior because they didn't think that I would be able to get on a scaffold, you know, even though they were really happy with my interiors. And it's lame. It sucks.
Sunny joke.
It seems like, especially with art that's on the street, you wouldn't even, if you saw something you liked from somebody, like, until I started following you, Jules, on Instagram, I didn't know you're a woman.
Yeah,
like,
that's how I get most of my work, I think. The big jobs, they don't even know. They're writing me an email, and that's why I use the name Jules, too, like, and Muck, like, they don't know if I'm a male or female, and I've gotten some the best jobs I've gotten.
I still don't know if you're a pimp.
Well, exactly. But yeah, the best jobs I gotten, they're still referring to me as a dude on the emails, and I'm just let it go. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Doesn't that suck?
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
But what is that based in? Is that just toxic masculinity? Is that the patriarchy?
Well, we're definitely in a. Like especially with street art and graffiti.
Oh, that's even worse than fine
art. It's a boys club for sure.
Yeah.
But fine art already.
You know, there's, and then when you are like a good female artist, you stand out. But you have to work twice as hard.
Or yeah, I mean, I think that it's even worse with the graffiti and street art than fine art. And that's, yeah.
Yeah, you really don't get any respect.
Because there's also, like, the degree of physical violence that comes with graffiti that, like, we're excluded from. Like, you know, and I've had situations where I can't even solve my own problems because I'm not respected to, you know, show up in person and fight someone. And that's the only way that I could proceed. And at that point, I have to bring in dudes, you know, to...
But wait, what are you fighting people over?
Well, space in the street, you know? Like, there's a lot of weird stuff that's happened over the years, you know, whether it's with people that are against my subject matter, or there's people that are against my presence, you know, there's been people that are like, if you don't sleep with me, you can't paint in my city, you know, like, there's stuff like...
like the mayor?
I'd be like, all right, cool.
It's fucked up. No, I've had people say I'm blacklisted from towns and buy spray paint and say they're sponsored to go over me and give it to other graffiti writers. You know, like, this is from dudes. This is what dudes do when they're insecure. You know, because it's very intimidating to them that a female would have more shit on the street than them.
That's right.
It seems like, you know, with especially street art, like, the amount of space for people would be unlimited. Is that?
No.
When you get to a point in your career, you can't really get away with doing a whole lot of illegal stuff because right. They're like, I don't know who that bitch is. Let's call the cops on them. You know, like, it's. You
but
can't
is it like you're driving down the street, there's
I
a big blank
it,
wall, and you're like,
is,
fuck, I got to figure out how to get in on that? Or
I think that it is unlimited, but, like, people don't use their brain power enough to, like, crack the next spot. Like, back in the day, there was, like, Rebs who was doing this thing where it was called Graph Breeds Graph. And he would hit a new spot. And as soon as he hit it, he would write his name and Graph Breeds Graph, and it would get covered, you know, all around it. And, like, that was a thing. Cracking a new spot was a thing. And, like, nowadays, it's more like people are just trying to, like, get spots that are already up. And a lot of it is, like, they're scared to hit something that's not hit, because if they hit, like, say a graffiti writer goes and paints on a mural, they think they're not going to get in as much trouble, which is not necessarily the case, because... if the mural is protected, they can get
it. Well, I'll battle it out mural style. Unicorns on everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to cap everybody.
But, like, it's not about space. It's about territory. And, like, I experience it a lot because I travel to places that I'm not from. And it's people that are like, who the fuck is this in my town?
It's just haters. It just comes out of people just, like, jealous.
It's, yeah.
Jules can paint. So, like, she gets hated on. That's what it is.
It's weird, man. There's a lot of different reasons. I've tried to figure out why, but, like, as long as people are fucking people, there's going to be problems.
If you're aiming to be as good as the boys, you're aiming too low.
Yeah.
Now, I asked you guys about prices in terms of somebody commissions you to do something. What about when you go to sell your art personally, whether it's a gallery or somebody says, I saw this, I want to buy it?
Okay, so usually galleries take 50%, so you mark it twice as high. You know, like, again, it depends on the person. Like, I mean, I feel like Jules might be nicer than me. Like,
I just fucking hate art. You know, like, I love to paint. I fucking hate having paintings around.
She busts them out quick.
I pay rent to keep my paintings in a storage. So that annoys me, first of all. Of course, I can't liquidate them because I'm obligated to my people that have paid a decent price not to sell them
low.
But that doesn't make me happy. You know, I'm stoked that people pay a lot, but I've never gotten to the huge numbers that I have friends that sell paintings for 30 grand. And I also know that they only sell about 2 paintings a year. And I'm not down for that.
No.
Like, I'm trying to move art. You know, most of my stuff is definitely only 4 figures. You know, I haven't exceeded the 4 figures in terms of a canvas. I have in terms of a mural, but that's, like, you know, covering massive space. And I don't know, like, yeah, people are like, oh, you should blah, 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 charge more. But, like, I don't want to wait a year to sell a painting.
No, and you don't want to, price yourself out, because there's only a certain number of people in the world that can purchase a $30,000 painting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like... I don't know, your average household, you know, I don't know. I'm losing words here. I have no, I'm punched out, dude.
But also, there's got to be a thing with the people, and you guys tell me if this is right, but people who are willing to pay some enormous amount for art, maybe not often the people that you want to have your art.
I don't care who has my art. No, straight up. Do not care.
Get away from me.
Donald Trump, fill the White House.
Fuck it. I would love to be able to paint the White House. Yeah, and we could put some secret shit in there. Yeah, no problem with that. I pay for fucking beer companies and I'm sober. You know, I pay for everybody. Like, I don't have a problem painting for people. I'd rather them have access to a little bit of something in their life that might, you know, be energetically better for them. I'm not like, oh, you can't have the painting.
I always like my, it's weird, like any celebrities or whatever I've ever painted for, I've always been like rock stars. Like,
yeah, the musicians are the best. Yeah, the musicians are the most supportive people.
Yeah, I've, what up? Yeah, and that's my contribution to that conversation.
I have a favorite Annie Priest piece that I've seen on the internet over the years, and I always wanted to know what inspired it.
Is it a dick?
No, it's the Twinkie blowing, Mr. Twinkie.
Blowing his brains out and the stuffing coming out.
And instead of the blood, it's cream filling coming out the other side.
You didn't see that one.
I think, is it on a door or a window?
It's on a window. Oh, it's painted terribly.
I think it's fucking amazing.
It was when they discontinued Twinkies. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And everyone was freaking out, right?
Very timely art as well.
I know. Oh, that's how, okay, so Jules and I have mastered the art of getting press. And what it is to be obnoxious at just the right time. You know what I mean? Like, you know, everybody's coming out with this awesome Donald Trump fucking hater art. It's awesome. I love it. I just love that shit, dude. I wish I could paint a portrait. I mean, I could do a retarded. Well, he is retarded.
Yeah, I gotta say,
a little redundant.
My favorite stuff of Annie's also is her half retard, like just retarded.
Everything's
shit. Like
half
no,
retarded.
No. You do some fancier shit too, which I could see is like very high end and you know, la di da. But I really like her raw shit because it's hilarious and there's no filter. There's nothing that like hides how freaking funny it is, and you could tell you just did like. Meh, meh, meh. Done.
Like I did a Campbell's soup can, and I'm trying to like I don't know why the fuck I was doing this. I remember this too, and I remember sitting and I'm like, man, I'm a street artist, bro. I'm gonna paint some Andy Warhol shit. I'm gonna paint a Campbell's soup can. I'm trying to paint this motherfucker again. I can't work off a picture. I'm full retard, and I'm trying to paint this motherfucker, and I can't get it right. Can't do it. And so then finally I crossed out the fucking thing and I just, you know what? Fuck your Campbell's soup. And it just took off, dude. Yeah. And I've sold that image more times than any other painting. Like literally went postal. Like,
so you're saying when you did that in the first place, it's an homage. It's like a positive. You were trying to do a positive thing. Like, oh, Andy Warhol, he's the fucking coolest. Because it certainly comes off like.
Well, it's not even that so much he's like the coolest. It's that he has. Here's the thing is people really like recognizable images.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's why Marilyn Monroe's been reproduced so much. The fucking soup can, all that bullshit. And I don't know where I was trying to go with that. I don't know why. I think I was just trying to do my version of a Campbell soup. And then it definitely turned into my version of a Campbell soup. And it's like, I mean, even now I have some up in a gallery in Hollywood. Like, and the guy, the curator, he sends me, he's really nice. He sends me like all these really nice inspirations.
I know, he's so nice.
He's so nice.
What's the Door Gallery? That's where we're hanging right now if you want to see any of our work.
Where is it?
The Door Gallery.
The Door Gallery.
In Hollywood.
Yeah. So we both threw up some work there.
Great.
And the guy's really nice.
And to go back to that soup can, but like when I see that with no reference whatsoever, it seems like the sole purpose would be taking the piss out of the original thing. You're saying, fuck.
Well, that's what it ultimately came. I'm like, what? No, because I had this moment and I couldn't get it right. And I'm all, and then I had like this 30 seconds of like clarity. And I'm like, why the fuck am I doing somebody else's artwork right now? Fuck this. Like, and literally, fuck.
God doesn't know.
So it kind of worked out perfect. And that's what happens a lot. You know what I mean? In art where like, I know for me, when I'm really trying hard. And if I overthink it, it looks like shit. And if I just let my thoughts...
Exactly, yeah, totally.
Then it always is, like, the best painting.
The more zoned out, the better.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, cool. What happened there? I swear I'll be painting a wall so close to it, and it's like fucking, you know, four-story wall, and I'm right here, so I don't know what I'm painting, and I'm like doing an eyeball that's like this big, you know. I can't even reach the end of the eye, and then I back up, and I'm like, oh, shit, it worked. Like, how the hell did that happen? Like, yeah. You just are like, whoa, crazy.
Is there ever a time when you're doing something that big and whoever's asked you to do it comes out and says, it didn't work?
I'm trying to think, you know?
No.
They usually dig it. Like, they'll be like, there's times when people are like, can you add this or can you change this? But they always do it like, it's weird. It'll be like, it's the kind of person. You can tell the kind of person. And you can tell that they complain about every meal they're ever served. Yeah. Every fucking thing they try on.
Karen.
That person. Yeah.
I need an answer.
What is it?
No, I need him to make an answer because he's like the Instagram story.
Oh, he's good at the Instagram.
He puts some dope beats on some Instagram. He puts some dope beats on my
Kyle
shit.
Kyle had never even seen Instagram till I met him and was like, can you hold this?
Now, since it just came up, I feel like Instagram must have changed the game entirely, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Is it all about fucking
everyone's
Instagram
a fucking
likes?
Artist.
Yeah, I mean, it is easy. It's easier to travel because of Instagram, because people are like, oh, I already know you. Yeah, come here. They're like sending me deposits without meeting me because they're like,
yeah,
I see you every freaking day. I know what you're doing. I know where you've been. I know where you live. And, you know.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, it also leaves you open to these weird
stalkers
that are so creepy that they screenshot your Instagram and make fan pages up and make memes up and send you cupcakes and...
There's been a number of memes made about my idiot ass. Oh, but, yeah. Like, yeah, stalkers. I had one show up at my Dallas solo show.
Yeah, I had that happen in my New York.
The lesbians love me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to get her escorted out of the fucking show because she was so fucking weird. She would not leave me alone. It got weird.
And is it, like... You said, you know, lesbian. Is it like a sexual thing? Is it like people...
I think just because I'm like such a tomboy, I don't know. And I don't really give a fuck. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was talking about this with some of my.
It's like scary, though. Like, I've had one send me. Somehow they find my location and they like send me like fucking screenshots of like Google Maps with my pin on it of where I am right then. And it's freaking scary because you're like. But then half of me is like, it would be cool to get assassinated.
the prices only go up.
Yeah, and I'm out of here. Yeah. You guys deal. But you never know what exactly their plan is.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think there's probably something to the street art thing. Is like, oh, I found you. Like, if there's this hidden, like,
mm-hmm.
where are you going to be? But on Instagram now, it's like. When I hit you up and you said, well, I'm leaving town for a while. Like, I followed your whole trip across the country. Is it?
You're like, oh, Mug's eating at Joe's Cafe right now.
Yeah, is it like a balance of, like, having the mystery of where am I going to paint something next? And then with the promotion of trying to have a lot of Instagram followers. And
well,
here's what I'm doing and here's what I'm working.
Well, it helps me get shit. I sometimes dictate where I'm going. When I'm traveling like that, like I have a few pinpoints that already have jobs. And then in between, I'm like, who's in this area? Because I'm passing through. Who's here, 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 here? And then someone's like, well, I'm here. And I'm like, fuck it. We're going to Omaha. You know, like that's how it goes down. Like a lot of people like
I couldn't
create the trip.
Oh, cool.
Like I fly by the seat of my pants and someone's like, I got a house you could crash at and a wall and I want to pay blah. And I'm like, okay, we're there. You know, I had a girl, Ella in LA who I think I've met her. I don't know, but she lives in Venice. And when I was in Indianapolis, she lined up like 7 murals in one day. You know, and one of them got national press, like just through Instagram. She was like, hit up this, but this person, blah, blah, blah. And I was just going one. And it was all this person that I don't even really know that well. And that's how it happens. Like,
Instagram's great for visual artists.
Yeah.
And people love an asshole on Instagram. They love funny, you know, like they love stupid. And Jules and I do that very well.
We're good at it.
Yeah, we kill it at that. And, I don't know.
When you start a new project, are you thinking in advance? Like,
oh, that was the question like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We totally got way off track.
That's the best part of podcasts. Doesn't matter where we.
Wait, what was the question?
I don't even remember.
Who said what now?
I don't know, but apparently that triggered Annie into an old question, so we're gonna let her go.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say. Is like, what? So I think, like, okay, Jules is like, okay, I'm painting two fucking bunnies on the back of this denim shirt, and I just, I don't know what I'm painting. I just kind of let it happen, because I mean, you could see by looking at like her stuff and my stuff. It's clear that I am a psychopath, and that she.
I think I'm also psychotic.
She is
somewhat psychotic.
Way crazier than me, in a good way.
Now,
and
you said before that Jules, that you are sober, but you will do beer stuff.
Oh, and I, pot stuff. If crack was needing advertising, I would paint for crack companies.
Fuck yeah.
No problem.
I painted
problem.
For Nissan at the LA Auto Show, and I painted crack rocks. So they hired me to, you know, they put me on a stage. They're like, all right, they wrap this Nissan car, and I'm like, I got this, right? And I paint like a nice rainbow kind of whatever, nothing, background. And then I just slap a bunch of crack rocks on there. Because who doesn't love crack? You right. know what I mean? And then, and yeah, like I am on Melrose. I have.
Hold on. Go back. What's the reaction to the crack rocks?
Nobody got it. No, it was just like, it was super like.
People at the auto show don't know what crack looks like.
I know, right? It was super
weird clouds with that.
But I had people, like, I posted on Instagram, and it was a little concerning, actually, how many people recognized that they were crack rocks. and then I painted, like, there's a weed shop on Melrose, and I painted this absolutely terrible. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. And for some reason, this weed shop loves to be filmed. Like, they all, like, I think, who's that monk? Gigolo. Deuce Bigelow Gigolo guy.
Right.
Okay, well, whatever, that guy.
Bob Schneider?
Yes, thank you. So, he had a show, and, like, one of the, like, opening scenes of the show, they, like, zoom in on this, like, terrible mural I did. And what the mural is it's a what is it with the elephant with the legs? Not a geisha. That's a Japanese
elephant with legs.
What is it called? A Ganesh. And
okay.
So, but what it looks like is a penis with a bunch of legs. And for some reason, and I did it. I too am a fan of the flesh tone color for some reason. So, and it's terrible. It's painted terribly. I did it years ago, and it's still chilling on that, like, right there, and they always film there. And I think now they're actually doing a show on that weed shop, like, and it's, so it's just on blast, like.
Yeah, the weed shops are
art,
so
terrible art,
supportive.
Terrible art.
The weed shops love it. They're like down.
Oh,
I guess
so
they
made their their cars, some business
so
cars
down.
Has my mural on it, and I'm like, oh my god. That's another thing too, is like, you know, the more you paint, the better you get, right? And so I look back on, like, see, I did graffiti in the 90s, and I did terrible graffiti. You want to know what I wrote?
Yes.
Not anything cool like muck.
What did you write? Vagina.
No, I was bread.
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 Just bread.
Wait.
And just bread, even, like, nobody was saying, like, bread, like, cheddar. Like, it was just, no, it was just, like, bread, like a loaf of bread.
Just, like, carbs.
And then, yeah, no, totally. I went deep in the carbs. And then there was a guy... Because there's no women. Oh, no, there was, I'm sorry, there was a couple women. There was Reminisce, and there's a, she painted, like, horses all over. She was cool. And,
yeah, hers
but
were
that
cool.
was when Barry McGee was, like, he hadn't really gotten his fame. Shepherd Fairey hadn't gotten his fame. So this is, like, back. He's hitting it back. And, but there was a guy that wrote Butter. And so I'd always.
Oh, do you hang out?
He didn't know this, but we would unintentionally collab all the time. Like,
you
I would
go
well,
right next
he,
to him.
He was not trying to collab with me because I was terrible. I was a terrible, it was horrible.
And I feel like it might have been a love letter. Like, I'm
oh, it
trying
was.
To be the butter to your bread.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was really cute. It was a darling. I was so bad. But I got up, and it was like places like she was talking about. You get up in like weird spots. And, you know, it's a game. That's all it is.
Like
it's
a like, video game.
Yeah, like the best spots, the most, like, you know, you're driving down Market Street, and you're like, oh, there's a muck up there. Damn, how'd you get up there? And, you know, I'm too old for that shit now. Like, I go up a flight of stairs, and I'm like, I'm cool. I'm done.
Oh, I've seen the way, you know, the way the kids are painting billboards these days, they roll up with a fucking ladder, bang the ladder down against the billboard, and walk up. and paint the billboard. They smash out the lights or they turn them off.
They didn't know the struggles of an OG graffiti writer like us.
There's no, like, cool
there
swinging.
There was no Montana spray paint colors. We had to make our own tips, right?
No, it was horrible.
It was actually fun.
I think that the Rustos that were out then were better, though. The American accents and stuff were really good. I always used summer squash and burgundy or, like, or you get the pounder can. And we didn't have the situation that they do now where they have the tips that are like now you need an adapter to get your cap on this cap because they are trying to thwart the fucking graffiti writers. Yeah. But,
When did you start doing graffiti?
In the 90s, in like 93, 94. And then.
Where was that?
Actually, the first time I really started doing graffiti, I was, well, I used to always write on stuff when I was little. I'd write with paint pens and write curses on everything, and I got in trouble. And when I got in trouble, I was also doing bad in school. So my dad's bright idea was to send me to an island off the coast of Turkey. And when I got there, graffiti got there around the same time. And so it was really new, and that book Subway Art was there. And everyone was either skateboarding or doing graffiti, and I was really clumsy. So I remember the first time I really had a can, I think it was like 93, 94, and I went behind a potato storage thing, and I drew something and wrote Unity, and it was the world exploding, and I was like, damn, I'm good. I thought I was good. I was like, fucking so good. This is my calling. You know, and so I started writing on everything. We had Suicide Crew, and we were all like half Greek, half American, and we had like our own language, and we destroyed the entire island. It's still to this day, it's covered in graffiti because it just kept, because graffiti breeds graffiti, and like it just keeps going, and like now it's just covered. Like the local hardware store sells Belton. Like it's crazy on this little island because we just infected it, you know, And when I went back to the Bronx in, like, I guess it was, like, 95 or 96, the mid-90s, I went back to the Bronx, and I was doing my thing, and I also was in England for a little on the way, and, like, I just always painted my name on shit, and then people were like, oh, you write muck? I didn't even know. It was the time of AOL chat rooms. So what happened was I was on AOL looking at this chat room, and they're like, muck is this huge black dude, and he's crazy, and I was like... me? You know? Wow, cool. You know? And then, like, I met someone saw me drawing in my black book, and they were like, oh, that's you? Like, come meet this crew. And I got thrown down with one of, like, the craziest bombing crews, like, very, like, kind of gang-related crew in the Bronx, and I was not that. Like, I was, like, so, but it was cool. I was like, oh, this is what we do, okay, you know? And I run around. I was the only girl. And it was like through the 90s to like 99, and it got really crazy. It was a lot of violence, and what happened during that time is I started like kind of progress style wise, and they were really into bombing, and the next group of people basically swooped me up, and Lady Pink saw me on a rooftop, and you know her because she was your judge at your show, but like. In 99, she saw me on a rooftop from the train, and she came up, and I was too embarrassed to talk to her. My friend gave her my number, and I apprenticed for her for 4 years after that. And she's, like, why I'm an artist, like, pretty
much. I remember I started graffiti, like, probably 97, 96. How was,
and
like,
where was that?
San Francisco. And so I was down there, and I was working at a coffee shop. And there's this other cat that worked there, Andy, with two E's. Man, he was such a hipster. And we would make our own fixed gear bikes, and I had the Timbuktu, and I was like, cool, I'm a bike messenger, bro. And I had cans and shit in my bag. And he taught me how to paint. He was a graffiti. And I thought his style was so rad. I mean, it is so cool, like, in retrospect. Like, it was such a fucking, it was such a good time. It was a good time.
The way both of you guys talked about that, it's like very, you could tell you're like, you know, looking back, it's an excitement. Is there a part of you that misses?
Yeah, because you know, you want to know why? Because it wasn't about how many likes or how many followers. It wasn't about making money. It was like totally authentic, like authentic asshole. Like nobody thought it was fucking cool back then. I mean, except for the people you were doing it with. Like, nobody was hiring you to put bubble letters on it. You know, nobody was doing that. And, I mean, everybody sucked. Like, I don't really know any graffiti writers back then, with the exception of, like, Saber. And, you know, there's a big graffiti crew, which ironically enough. So I, when I was doing graffiti back then, breadwinner, what? and so I did it for a few years, and then I got hooked on drugs, and I was like, no, this, drugs are way more important than graffiti. But like, my kind of people, like, I didn't have Lady Pink because she was in New York, but I did really love Lady Pink because she's OG as fuck. She's one of the first female, you know, she bombed Subway. She's just dope. Anyway, but who I looked up to was this crew called MSK, Mad Society Kings, and actually AWR. They were AWR before they were MSK. But like, there was a few in there that were, I would look and I'm like, man, that is some dope shit. That is some very cool, neato stuff right there. And it was Saber.
Neato.
Yeah, Saber.
Brad thinks I'm neato.
Yeah, it's like, you're neato, bro. I got you. And then who was it? Revoke. And I remember it. And so they were like, had the style. And at that time, like, all I could do was like bubble letters. Yeah, like throwies all the time. Like, there was no style. No, I mean, no. We used to paint in like a... But anyway, the let me get back on track. Okay, so I always looked up to these guys.
The
and
track
I was like,
is gone. Don't worry about it.
And I was like, God, those guys are dope, dude. And I never, like, you know, so I was like big in the graffiti scene. I was put myself right in the middle. I got this appreciation for graffiti. And then when I came out here 10 years ago, I got thrown into the street art gallery. And, you know, you meet a lot of people in the art world and a lot of... these OG graffiti writers like Saber and, you know, all those cats, like, they become fine artists now. And I had the opportunity to meet them. And then I ended up unknowingly, like, I dated this guy whose brother started MSK and AWR. So it was like, all of a sudden, and I didn't know he was in. I was like, whatever, you're hot. So it was like a one-night stand that never ended. God.
You said drugs became more important than art. Drugs better than art. Well, how long of a break from art was
breaks.
It? And was it?
There's been multiple breaks throughout the year. I just needed a little reset a few times. I didn't. So I did graffiti when I was younger, and then I didn't do shit. Like I didn't do. I was like on and off drugs for my whole 20s, and so I'm part of my 30s. And so, like, I mean, I would draw, like, a shitty picture every once in a while. But it wasn't until, like, somebody got me, I think it was my 28th birthday. They got me, this guy I was dating at the time bought me some canvases because he's always seen me, like, doodle and stuff. Got me some canvases and some paint. And he's like, here, try this. And I'm like, okay. So I painted these 9 shitty paintings. And I was working as a barista at the time in Santa Cruz. Fucking kill yourself. And then like and like the local artist of the month or whatever didn't show up, and I remember this fucking tool, he was such an idiot, this retard guy, and I was really so I got asked to put up these 9 shitty paintings because I had been telling like my coworkers, oh yeah, I picked up a painting, I don't know. And so I was so nervous, and I'm like, what if nobody likes it? And then me and this fucking asshat, I don't even know how I knew him. He just goes, Annie, who gives a fuck if people like it? For some reason, I was, like, really, like, concerned about what people thought of my art. Meanwhile, I'm a complete basket case all over the place. And so I'm like, fuck, this motherfucker's right. And I literally, that one sentence that this dildo of a person said to me randomly changed my whole entire perspective. And I'm like, you know what? You're goddamn right. I don't give a fuck. I put those 9 paintings up, and I sold out within the first 30 days. It was cool. And then I was like, I'm on to something now. And so then, like, I went to all the... I don't know why I'm going off on this crazy train. But I went to all the, like, coffee shops and hair salons and weed places and fucking... I don't know. Anything. Anything that would let me hang, I would.
So, in comedy, when you... Like, I think it's a great approach for all artists, music, whatever, to not care what people think. Now, as a comic, I go on stage, and I don't care what people think, but there is – I have a side of my bargain that I'm supposed to uphold, which is they're supposed to laugh.
Right.
So there's always that pressure of kind of towing that line of, like, it's got to be for me, but but it's got to work for them.
Oh, dude, I can't. That's the same with art, man. What?
Yeah, but there's such a variety of people that, like, it's always weird. Like, we were talking about this the other day. Like, sometimes people like it, and some other people don't like it.
Now, the like it, though, what is that? Where does, how do you know? Is it just a matter of, like, selling it and people, like, oh, you go to a gallery and people don't buy it? And you're like, I guess this isn't it.
You got to, usually you get some press for it, or you'll get a bunch of fucking.
You could get press for the ones people don't like, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, my bunnies get more press than anything else, and lots of people don't like
negative
them.
Press. Like, people saying they don't like it.
Yeah, or people fighting about whether they should be there or not there. And,
right.
But, like, I think that it's so, like, there's so many fucking different views. Like, the point about art is not, like or not like. It's, like, are people talking about stuff? Like, is it making people talk to each other? Like, that's rad, you know? Like, if it's just boring and no one has anything to say, to me, that's, like, meh. If it's not exciting for me or anyone around me, boring.
When it has a reaction.
Right.
Whether it's good or bad, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, if someone now, connects with it.
Yeah, like, I mean... Yeah, or
but
even
let's say you put up a mural somewhere, right? What are you like driving by and seeing if people are taking pictures in front of it?
Well, yeah, because we're total hams because it's me. I mean, that's like for me, like the nature of the game, right? So in graffiti, you're putting your name up everywhere,
right?
Me. There's Annie. I mean, I don't know. I'm totally, it's all about me, and like, so I for yeah, totally. that's like an Instagram.
So
when
I see your guy's stuff up, I should just assume you're hiding in the bushes somewhere, hoping I'm standing there taking a picture of it.
Yeah,
well, no, I think it's cool though when I really I started using the Muckrock thing and putting it on there because it relates to the Instagram.
Right.
Now people call me Muckrock, which is weird because it just was Muck for a long time. But like, I really like when I'm on the other side of the world and someone freaking shoots me a message. And they say hi to me, like, because they're standing in front of one of my fucking
murals.
Yeah,
that's very
so
cool.
Sweet. Like, it's like, wow, we just learned how to talk through fucking art. Like, that's dope. I mean, I don't care if you want to call it, like, whatever, corny, whatever. Like, I just got to talk to someone I've never met, and we connected.
Yeah.
And now we're in touch, you know? And, like, maybe they have a project. And that's how it goes, you know? Like, and I hear from people every day, all day. Because there's murals all over the world that I have my little stupid thing on. And people are like, hey, I'm here with this. I'm shooting a picture of that. And some of these people get to be like pretty good friends. You know, we just stay in touch. And then when I'm roaming around the country, they're like, hey, I want to commission you. Come to my house. And then all of a sudden I know their family. I'm sleeping in somebody's bed. You know, like I'm just there, you know, and it's crazy. And a lot of times the way people are affected by art is so overwhelmingly positive.
Hey,
like I've had
I'm
people
in the
say,
podcast.
Oh, my God. I saw this painting and it reminded me to contact my sister who I don't talk to anymore. And now we're talking and like, you know, so I hear these kind
of
stories.
It brings
that's
all walks
shit.
Of life.
That's so cool.
There's like some saying, I don't know what it is. I'm not even trying to pretend to quote this shit, but like it's, you know, an artist can kind of like blend with every walk of life from the homeless person to the richest person.
Yeah. It crosses
you know
all
what
cultural
I mean? Like,
boundaries.
And it's true what Joel said. Like it really does. It brings people that you normally would never gel with or never talk to you together. Like, you know, because I've had people like, I'm like, oh, for sure. This is what's going to piss that person off. And they're like, I love that. Like, I was wearing my leather jacket that said fuck off cunt on the back because it's hilarious. And it gets people really upset. And then also people either love it or they hate it. There's no in between. The cunt word is like.
Oh, yeah.
Widely underused here, but like so awesome. And it really stirs up a reaction. And so I'll wear it to like Whole Foods and down Montana and Santa Monica. And so I wore it to some building the other day. And this businesswoman, you know, you would never think in a million years. So she's wearing like a pantsuit. She's probably like 60, you know. I mean, she looks like Hillary Clinton, you know, that kind of deal. And I'm like, oh, shit. Well, it's out there now. Because sometimes I have a big bag and I'll throw it over my shoulder if there is a little kid. Because I'm like, all right, he doesn't need to be saying that. But I was just like, I'm just going to let this one rock. See, and she goes, so I walk past her and I'm like, she's kind of snooty. I'm going to the bathroom or something. And she goes, excuse me. And I'm all, oh, here we go. She's like, can I take a picture of your jacket? Because it is awesome. She goes, good for you, girl. And I'm like, that's so rad.
Yeah.
And I was so humbled by it.
Because you can't tell what people are going to really say. Like, you can't judge people by their cover. You can't really judge art for her. But that's also why it bothers me when people, like, draw the wrong conclusions and they try to perpetuate a myth about me. Because I'm like, you're trying to cut me off from people. That's what you're trying to do. Right. And that's why I get offended. I'm like, don't fucking say that about me. That's going to make other people not, you know, think correctly. So, but what can you do? Like, you're right.
Is it safe to say that, like, you just want whatever you put up to speak for itself? It is what it is. It is whatever you...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't like when some people try to dictate things, you know?
I mean, you're definitely not trying to go out of your way to hurt somebody's feelings, because we're accidentally assholes enough. We don't need to try to be assholes, you know?
That's not about hurting anyone, ever.
Yeah, like, ever. No. Like, I mean, like, I know... Well, I'll speak for just... We kid. We joke.
Yeah.
You joke. But at the end of the day, like... I know we don't hate anybody. We don't want to be hated on.
Yeah.
I don't actually. I take that. I kind of like getting hated on. I kind of do a little bit. Like, I like getting yelled at. Like, it's like the only way.
You're kind of a masochist.
I am. Kind of a lot.
It's something about, like, setting people off at least a little bit so that you know.
Well, it's just like, it's like.
It's an easy way to say, like, okay, I still got the touch. Like, I can. It's easier to. People don't go, you made me so happy all that often. But if you poke them and they push
them off.
How
boring is that?
Right.
You know, like.
It's nice to hear, like Jules said, like, it's nice to have somebody reach out to you.
Something
it's
positive.
It's not usually a fast Twitch reaction.
Well, I mean, it also, too, like, you know, in the art world, like, I try to be as authentic as possible. Like, but, you know, you really have to play, like, there's a lot with anything. There's a lot of politics in it, you know, and I don't know. It's our world's fucking weird. I don't. Well, actually, Jules, you don't go to that many art shows, huh?
No, they're weird. I don't like them. Even in my art show, I need to have like something to do. Like when I've been talked into several art shows, and I was like, you'll find me there tattooing or live painting or doing something, because I don't want to be there, or I just won't show up because I'm not going to stand around, and like, it's too uncomfortable. Mm. I mean, first of all, I don't go out generally, and I don't go to the bar. I don't go to movies. I don't do anything. Like, I go and work somewhere. I paint. I'll go if a friend's band is playing and I'll dance. I'll have some fun. But, like, standing around an art show, like, I just don't know why I'm there. And, like...
Yeah, and people telling you how great you are and how wonderful your piece is. And when I look at this piece, I really... Me. And I'm like, bro, it's really not that deep. Blue's the only color I had. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's really...
I kind of like when people read into shit. And I know. They tell me some cool shit. I'm like,
sit
damn.
Sit back and eat some popcorn and listen to these motherfucking critics.
Yeah, I like the when they come up with something that I didn't see. That's really interesting. But, like... Like the thing about this, they said about the cigarette, the bunny with the cigarette is actually a play. It's kind of a commentary on male impotency.
Oh, yeah. They got deep with it, dude. It's amazing. Hilarious.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. No, I just like sit back and I watch it. It's so great. People try to interpret.
But I'm just uncomfortable at art shows because, like, look, I'll tell you, like I said, I'm sober. I used to get super wasted. I used to be so drunk at my own art shows. Like, I would carried in, already passed out, wake up, throw up. You
pull
know,
in a retina?
Fucking pretty much, like, have to cop all my shit before I get there and then, you know, go there with a bunch of homeless people that are looking for free booze. And that was my role, you know. And so now I'm like, what do I do here? You know, why are we even here? Well, and it's weird. I mean, I don't know.
You guys are both sober now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How's the art different from when you're...
Well, I don't paint. When I'm getting loaded... Like, I do not paint. Like, I am a pile of... I'm, like, complete...
I'm, like, the opposite. I prostitute the fuck out of my art. Like, I'll paint anything you want, any style you want. I'll reproduce things. I'll make fake paintings. I'll do anything you... I can paint like a fucking machine when I'm on drugs, you know? Like, but there comes a point when I crash and I'm in the hospital on life support. And I never know when that's coming. You know, it's always a surprise. But, like, for years, I can go, like, you know, and that's kind of, like, how I established myself as an artist. And why I can paint any different style is because I supported a 10-year heroin addiction with painting, you know. And I was, because I'll fucking paint anything. And it was almost like when I tried to do that kind of art, like, when I've tried to do shit that I don't like and paint other people's shit sober, I can't actually do it.
Oh, it's awful.
I can't do it.
When they give you, like, I remember, microphone. What are you... When I got asked to do this mural, actually, ironically, on a rehab, and there was no, like, I didn't have any artistic leeway. The guy was like, I want like a prison scene here, and then I want like, you know, a plane, and then like put a couple waves in there, and I'm all, that sounds like a terrible mural. That sounds absolutely ridiculous. That's not going to flow at all, dude. And I'm all, that's not even the style I painted. And he's like, that's what I want. And I remember, and it was before I got, because there's always a relapse before the relapse. Before you start using drugs, you start acting like a fucking idiot, and you really start being an asshole, like legit asshole. And it was during my asshole, you know, months pre-relapse, and I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to do this shit. And I remembered it was a nightmare. I remember doing this one mural, because when you get to the point in your career, like Jules and I have, where you get hired to have a Jules Muck piece, you know, an Annie Priest piece.
That's dope. Yeah, we love those
people.
That
is dope. When you get to that point, like, both her and I have worked our ass off.
Are just like, I don't even, whatever you think, they're so checked out. I mean, they love, it's like, you fucking trust me. That a lot of times people will be like, anything but the bunnies, you know.
Oh, mine are anything but a penis. But the dicks. No dicks, Annie. Didn't you send me something? No dicks?
Oh, yeah. You were talking about something.
No, you said, if I buy a piano.
And I wanted you to paint it, but I said, hashtag no dicks.
Yeah. Thank you for making that hashtag. I hear that every single time I'm getting hired to paint something. No dicks.
I really
They're
care.
Hilarious.
Yeah. What's not to like?
I don't know why. That's like, just a huge dick.
So we've talked a lot about, like, how do you determine what you're going to do, what you're going to charge? So we could just go through the process. I want to get a collab piece on the side of a garage.
$2 million.
$2 million. It's going to be.
I mean, you could come back. What do you hit us with your price now? We'll settle in the middle.
Far less than $2
million. I have $40 and a pack of cigarettes.
This is how I go. I'm like, wait, is it public or is it private?
Private.
Private costs more because you're fucking hogging our shit.
Right.
Basically. If it was for everybody, we'll cut you a deal because we love everybody.
Well, and also when you get an artist to do a commission piece, I always charge more. That's like the thing, because the client is getting exactly what they want. So why
we're going to tell you, are you going to tell us what to do? How much leeway do we have?
So here's it. I'm going to play into the heartstrings a little bit, and then there's also going to be a lot of leeway. My girlfriend moved up to a place right up here off of, like, right behind Rite Aid. She's got a back area. There's a big somebody else's garage that faces our property. When we were building the place out, my dog was there. We were so excited to have a backyard for the dog. Vince has since died.
Mm.
So we want Vince to look over the yard where he was going to be. We have a new dog to look over the new dog. And then behind Vince, whatever you choose idea of heaven is, whatever Vince is doing.
Oh, it's a bunch of dicks again. Yeah, it always comes back.
Wait, what?
Dicks,
what is the surface made up?
It's a stucco. It's the stucco.
Oh, stucco is nice. We like
that
stucco.
Is good stuff.
We like a stucco situation.
I'm painting a stucco fence situation right now, actually.
Yeah.
I'm doing some waves.
So, yeah, there could be dicks, there could be bunnies, whatever. I imagine there's fucking bunnies in heaven and lots of dicks.
Oh, yeah, heaven for doggies, yeah.
We should collab on that. You should do the fucking bunny, and then I'll just do a super photorealistic dick on it.
Hmm. Heaven.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, roughly, yeah. How big is it?
How detailed out do you want it? Like, can we knock it out in a day, or is it going to be a week?
We can knock anything out in a day.
Well, you can. I can't.
Well,
she busts shit out because she's been doing it longer than I have. I take my time. Like, I've been working on this one.
So I'll be leaving Annie with you after I.
Yeah. Yeah, stuck with me.
Annie's moving in.
I have been working on this one painting for so fucking long. I've never worked as long.
Which
on a painting.
One? The fucking
the peacock shit.
Yeah,
storm.
I
That's
noticed
what it,
that.
It's
That's like zombie peacock pop-up.
Say it again.
Peacock zombie apocalypse. Oh, and they're shedding.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
like, this
is on
a lot is going on.
It's on canvas, and it's like 3 feet by 3 feet, and it's just, I've been working on it for a month and a half. Granted, I haven't worked on it every day, but that's another one where I sat down, and I'm like, I'm just going to paint my feelings.
Yeah, but I've had canvases that I've worked on for like 4 months, because you leave it for a while, and then you go back to it, you know? But when I'm at somebody's house, I don't want to be there extra long, and I want to get it done, and also I'm not... I'm not at my house, so I'm not taking a break. I'm not, you know, I'm like doing the thing, doing the thing. And also if I'm on a job where there's a lift, I'm doing the thing because we're paying for the lift, you know, and I go through it. And like when I'm traveling, I get it done as fast as possible because I'm only in town for today, you know. So there's different factors that make me push it. And then there's different factors that like if you're working on a canvas, you're like, this is my canvas. I'm going to do it when I feel this way. I only want to work on it at this time. This is what I do at night when the day is done and I have nothing to do. I fucking sit and work on the canvas. So like it's all different. I mean, I have canvases that bust out 10 in a day. And then there's ones that, yeah, they just sit around and like they just seem to take forever because you keep changing it and stuff. But like typically like, if you're going into someone's backyard, you're hoping, like I've done garage murals and it takes a day. I usually get anywhere between 1,500 and 2,500, you know?
Did you just make a meme of me while I was sitting here? You did, dude. That's amazing. Thank you so much for that. I'm so proud
of you. So, we'll wrap it up pretty soon. The peacock thing.
Yeah.
You say you've been working on it for that long. Like, how do you know when it's done?
You don't. There's a great quote. It was like Pablo Picasso or something. He goes, "You never finish a painting. You just abandon it." So when you're like, you know what, I'm over it, because an artist can work on a painting for the rest of their life.
Yeah, eventually you just stop wanting to look at it.
Yeah.
Or like something happens, like some idiot buys it, and you're like, yeah, it's done. And then, like, or someone wants to put in a show, and like after that, it's set in stone and it's gone.
Yeah.
Have you ever been looking at something somewhere, whether it be a public piece or at a show, and been like,
I forgot the eyebrow. Yes, yeah. I've had that happen.
The eyebrow.
One eyebrow's there. You're like, where's the other eyebrow? It's too late,
dude. Every time I see a mural of mine or look at something, like, I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Have you ever gone back and just been like, you know, I'm going to fucking throw that
eyebrow
on?
Yeah.
Probably.
I'm a staunch, like, I do every piece to the best of my ability. Like, I don't care how small the job is, how big the job is. I do it the best I fucking can. Literally.
When you try to zone and channel that good feeling, that's worth more than money. Like, when you feel like your shit's fire, no amount of money. Like, it don't matter who you're painting for, where you're painting, if you ever see it again, if they take it and sell it for three times.
How many likes you got?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because when you hit that fucking high note, it's like better than any
drug. It's like a runner's high.
Yeah.
Except you're sitting on your ass.
Except you don't have to. But like, you're just like, woo, you know, and it feels so good that like, that's what you
do
it for.
Oh, look at that drop shadow.
Like, yeah, you got to get paid so that you can do that again tomorrow. But like, no amount of money can buy that feeling.
Oh, it's so awesome. It's so awesome, dude. It's really cool, like, driving by and seeing, like, a big fucking mural you've done, like, and knowing that, especially when, because everything is temporary, right? In life, in art, everything like that. But, like, a lot of the walls that you see these murals on, like, they get changed out every few months.
Knocked down, all kinds of
like,
shit.
But what's cool is when you get a spot that you know is going to ride, like, your mural is going to ride there a long time. Like, I painted, I think I was talking about this, at this elementary school on Melrose, and I painted this, they go, make it educational theme. And I'm like, no problem, right? And they asked me to do a sketch. I do terrible sketches. Horrible sketch. Like, I can't even.
See, same spot, I hate that wall. My wall, I'm just like, every time, I hate it.
Okay, so I did that. I did this big one. I got this big wall in front, and it faces Melrose, like Melrose and La Brea. I don't even know the name of the elementary school. Doesn't matter. But, you know, and so they're like educational. So, you know, like pencils and, you know, math equations, and I'm like, no, fuck that, dude. I'm putting a unicorn, a pink dolphin, a slice of pizza, a big octopus, and it's all gonna look like it's coming out of a big crack in the wall. And I know that's just gonna be there for years. Here's the funny thing about that, right? So after we did it, they had to. Did you hear about this? So
I don't remember.
So this artist Justin Bua is the guy that kind of coordinated all. He's a big artist. He's and he asked the kids to basically, you know, kids, do you like this? And even in elementary school, there's this one motherfucker, this little fucking twat, bitch, cunt, asshole, fucker.
I don't think that's appropriate.
And he was like, nah, I don't like the unicorn. And I was going to kick his ass. He was like 12, but I was going to kick his ass.
Yeah. Always a hater.
And what's so funny is that, and I'm sure you can relate to this, is that any blogs are the worst. The worst. Oh, God. I love it, though. Now, anyway, so, but it's like, you know, it's like what Jules was talking about. Like, you know, there'll be 1,000 amazing comments. You're amazing. You're my spirit animal. I want to be you. I want to wear your skin. Like, just weird shit. And then there'll be that one person that's like, yeah, I don't like it. And all you focus on is that one motherfucker. It's incredible.
Because it's also like, what? Okay, you don't like it. Why do you have to say it?
Yeah,
why,
I know.
Why are you on my shit?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my biggest question is. I'm like, they'll write me messages about how fucking terrible of a person I am. And then I'm like, why? Why are you on my Instagram talking to me about how much I suck?
Where do they find the time? Because here's the thing is that people that are killing it don't have time to hate.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't exactly. hate. See, I love a strong woman. That's why I love Jules. I love Jules. And I love that she can get down on some pain. And I've never hated on Jules. And I'm always, she has taught me a lot about technique, about just the art world. And, you know, she's helped me out on things. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how to do this. Help me, Jules. Yeah, like, I don't get that hating bullshit. Like, I don't get it, dude. Like,
well, I don't think it comes from, like, our peers. I think it definitely comes from
the trolls.
Trolls that are like, they don't even want you to know that it's them.
Like, okay,
they're making
so
up a fake thing with the, you know.
We were on this terrible, the Instagram. Wow, I'm like hooked on Instagram right now.
Street art throwdown.
Yeah,
street
but
art
on Instagram.
Worst name ever.
Yeah, it was the worst name ever. I had great
I don't like the
job.
Term street art. I know
I
it's just like, like, stop separating it.
Yeah.
From what it is. I know a lot of graffiti writers that also do characters, that also do murals, and it's graffiti. And if you want to call one thing graffiti and one thing street art, there's no fucking line. There's not a line in between it. And you know, it's all fucking arts and crafts. Every gang tag, you're doing arts and crafts. That's what you're doing out there with your spray can.
You should get him some popsicle sticks.
I know. Here you go. Glue these together and stick them on the wall, you fucking gangster.
Make a hand turkey. Yeah.
Hand turkey! Wait a minute now. Let me talk about the hand turkey. You know that screaming hand of Jim Phillips' screaming hand? It's a skateboard graphic. Out of Santa
Cruz.
Screaming hand.
Yeah.
I made a screaming hand turkey. Would you care to look at it?
Of course.
I call it Celebration because it's sexual and violent. Do you know where that's from?
No.
Wedding Crashers. It's the best line ever in a movie. I don't know why I know that. I don't know any other quotes from the movies.
So yeah, I'm going to be looking at Screaming Hand Turkey.
Just look. Just look. Yes.
El hello. We're doing a podcast. Come on in.
Well, we'll wrap this up. I'll give you guys. Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking fantastic.
So, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving like a good American, put up the screaming hand turkey. Do me a favor.
I think it's amazing. I was like, Annie's back.
I'm back.
I mean, I like this stuff best.
All right. The last question for you guys. What is like the dream job? Somebody comes to you and they say, I want you to paint this thing.
I really like it when people have a little bad thing that they want to do and they hire me to do it. You know, like I've had people hire me to go onto their own billboards and destroy them because they think they'll get, you know, like, can you go put the bunnies up here?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's so funny. Or like the dream one would be to destroy the most dream place. Like if someone was like, can you go do graffiti all over the Guggenheim or something like that, you know, like
that
something hilarious, like that. Or go paint a vagina on the White House. Yes, we'll do it. Because it's always good if someone's like, I got everything, the lawyers, the money, your bail's covered, you're golden, now go. That's the fucking dream job. Or like, we're gonna airdrop you into this war zone. You're covered on all sides, and all you have to do is this job.
No risk, high reward.
Fucking awesome, you know? Like, if you're doing some crazy shit and someone's got your back, like, that's the best. That's the best job, I think. I don't know.
Agreed.
Where can everybody find you guys?
Right here at 12th.
In Jules' front yard.
Or the local curb.
Yeah.
Instagram at muckrock.
Yes.
At Annie Priest.
AnniePrce.
You missed an E.
Your own.
Wow.
Dada has his own Instagram too. That's his Dada Muck. He's been very quiet and patient.
Yeah, he's been a fantastic podcast audience member.
Would you like to say anything? No, he's shy.
Guys, go on the Instagram. It's all about the Instagram these days. Go find the art out in the streets and paint your own dicks.
That's right.
And yeah, check out our show at the Door Gallery.
The Door Gallery.
Mm-hmm. Post my hand turkey.
Mm-hmm. And post the hand turkey for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I'll come paint bunnies on anything you have.
I'll paint dicks on anything.
And a 2-for-1, dick bunnies.
Yeah.
Ooh-ha.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Joe, I like Joe's show. I tell everybody that's my shit. See, I had a long ride, turn the volume up high, and the time flew by so quick. I laughed out loud, that's what it's about. I really don't feel safe no more. And Joe stands out even in a big crowd, cause he drinks till he hits the flow. Hey Joe, it's time to stop the show. Pack it up and away we go. Donate cause we almost broke. Everybody, that was Joe.